Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 8 days ago, the Commerce Department's Bureau of Economic Analysis released their advanced estimate of the third quarter gross domestic product. The preliminary figure, which will be revised, claimed that America's value of goods and services produced by the nation's economy, minus the value of the goods and services used in production and adjusted for price changes, rose by 1.5%. Don't believe it. Here is how the government is lying to you. When GDP figures turned negative over the past 2 years, the Commerce Department changed the methodology to show better results. Unlike the past, current GDP figures include research and development spending, which gooses results by about 2%. It now includes art, music, and film royalties and book and theater sales, which add about 0.5%. Also, commissions, legal fees, and other expenses of real estate transactions are now added to boost reported GDP. Finally, in the past, GDP only included actual pension funding. Now, unfunded pension liabilities, which have some risk of never being paid, have been added to the GDP data. Altogether, these recent changes in methodology increase reported gross domestic product about 3% higher than in past years. The U.S. is the only nation to include these new factors in reporting current GDP. There are also specific fudge factors in last week's release that don't reflect genuine economic growth. First, mandatory Obamacare payments have increased healthcare costs. While such expenses leave people poorer, the report indicated that it added almost 0.5% to third quarter GDP. Second, alleged increases in durable goods purchases also added about 0.5% to GDP. That is a blatant lie, since the Commerce Department reported that durable goods sales dropped by over 2% in the third quarter. The true change in GDP in the third quarter was an economic contraction. But last week's fraudulent GDP report will be considered by the Federal Open Market Committee in their December meeting when deciding whether to hike the federal funds interest rate. How can using fake data help them make good decisions? That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.